This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by Leo Tindall, the founder and CEO of MarketLend. G'day, Leo.
G'day.
Now, MarketLend is a marketplace lender, otherwise known as a peer-to-peer lender. I'm not sure you're allowed to call it that anymore, are you?
No. Well, under Australian law, you're not really a true peer-to-peer. So you're essentially still putting investors matching with SMEs in our case, but it's not in the true sense of like your ex lender to a borrower type concept.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, two or three years ago, it was all the rage, this sort of thing.
Yes, it was very true.
There was tons of stuff going on, lots of publicity. It seems to have gone quiet. Well, so is it like a duck? Paddling away below the surface?
Well, I think so. Look, there's approximately about four or five of us that have set up and still trotting along quite well. It's been very much a case that there was that sort of advent. There was about four of us set up all at the same time at the beginning. And then we've all sort of moved in the right sort of direction. Some have moved towards more the consumer loan side. Others have moved towards a sort of traditional business loan. And us is a trade credit with insurance, which is a specific product in itself, which gives working capital back to business, enabling them to sort of essentially get funding to buy goods so that they can, you know, sell them before they have to actually pay back the money.
Perhaps you better explain that in a bit more detail. How does it work?
Definitely. So what we do is we give working capital to SMEs. SMEs come to us and they obviously want to purchase goods. We buy the goods for them.
You mean stock?
Stock, yeah, stock or the like. And so it's a bit like, you know, buy now, pay later type concept. And then we turn around and say, pay us back in 90 days. And
So you're a short-term lender capital.
Well, we provide them a line of credit, like an overdraft. And so for 12 months, they have a facility which they can then use. In some cases, they can sell us invoices, or in other cases, they can actually sell us, you know, essentially we buy the goods and then they can repay the goods, or they can just have for another purpose where they want to essentially do something in the business, pay wages or something similar.
Do you take security?
We do take security. We take security over the company. We don't take property collateral, so we take security and we take director's guarantees.
Sort of a debenture charge over the
your personal property security interest, correct? Yes, yes.
Right. So, and presumably these clients are people who can't get an overdraft from the bank.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that's the case. The typical client that we deal with turns over between $500,000 up to $20 million. They'll be, you know, looking at pricing, essentially trying to get, say, a facility, a line of credit or an overdraft without giving up property collateral. And that's what we offer. And then speed.
Oh, because the bank always wants them to put up their house.
Correct. And then also speed. We're sort of able to approve it and close the transaction within 24 hours to 48 hours.
So what do you charge?
We charge, well, we don't charge. Our investors actually come on like an auction style and they make bids. And the average sort of rate that we charge around that is around 10, 11% if it's got insurance. So we have insurance against the actual SME to ensure that he can pay. And then if it doesn't have insurance, it can vary depending on the profile of the underlying SME.
So are you saying that the SME pays 10 or 11% interest?
Correct. And that's essentially without property collateral at all.
So, and what do your investors get?
The investors get between 9% and 10%. So they actually, we charge a platform fee to run the platform and then they get the difference on that money.
So you're basically taking the difference between the two.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. But essentially what we've seen, performance has been fantastic. We've seen that, you know, if someone had invested in every loan from the time of inception, they would have got a return of around a net of 10 to 11% for the investor. And so that's actually being honest, because we invest in every loan. So we put 1% in every loan that's actually on our platform. And as a result of that, we can see the performance as well as the fact that we put skin in the game, you could say.
Right. So it does seem like the whole marketplace lending business is settling into and has become an industry. Is that right? I mean, is it fair to say that now?
It has. We haven't seen a lot of new entrants come into the market. It's been more a mature market to that stage. There has been a lot of what you would call sugar high lenders, which are the shorter sort of term lenders who are doing principal and interest loans for periods of less than, say, you know, 6 to 12 months. They haven't been so good towards, say, a business that's going to enable a business to last a lot longer, because they're in there for a short term and then they're gone, and they're also quite expensive. You know, they average rates from 26% up to 40% or even higher.
Yeah, they're like payday lenders, aren't they?
Well, I don't want to call them payday lenders. They'd be harsh, but you know, I like to call them sugar highs because you essentially the business really needs a loan at a point in time. They think they take it. Then they discover that when they go to pay it out, they still have to pay out the full 12 months or the 6 months, and it becomes quite an expensive solution, which shouldn't really be something that the business should take on. And that's where the businesses need a bit of education, and that's where, you know, we've done a lot of work around the academy and, you know, teaching businesses a bit about how to look at finance and look at the real costs behind it.
To what extent do you think your business exists because of the failings of the banks, or at least the failure of the banks to lend properly in these areas?
Look, I think our business exists because there truly was a gap in the market, and there still is a gap in the market for someone to be able to buy stock or to be able to sell invoices. We've had the debtor finance guys out there, but there hasn't been a real fintech solution. So ours is definitely, the internet has helped us a lot. So whether the banks are in the space or not, maybe not so much. It's more about that now the internet has made it a lot easier for businesses to get access to finance. It's still very much an SME, and that's where they need a bit of education. Thinks of the bank first when they go for a loan, but then they realize there's a lot more offerings out there. And so what the internet's helped SME to do is realize that there is more offerings than just a bank. So it's not so much a bank's failings per se.
No, I get the feeling that, you know, that there are cycles in this, that there are periods when the banks stay out of a business, whatever that might be, and then they wake up one day and go, oh, we should be in that business, and they take them all over. They take all the businesses over, you know, whether it's kind of consumer credit or something. And then they're in it again.
Exactly. And we are seeing that if you look at Society One, where you've got Reinventure as a large investor who is a Westpac sort of associated entity. And we are seeing that some of the banks are actually now, MoneyPlace has also got the banks invested now. You know, a number of the others have actually got the banks participating. And if you look at the States, which is a great example, a lot of the banks are actually investors in their own sort of position as investing in the peer-to-peer lending space, but not setting up the infrastructure. And it's the touch points, the operational side and all those sort of areas, which the banks will still struggle to deal with. So they can come in as an investor on the other side. For us, we don't actually have any banks investing with us at the moment. We have a number of institutionals, but we don't have banks. That's not that we won't have banks in the future, but it's very much a case that we've all looked at our structures, giving SMEs the access to the capital markets, you could say, and getting cheaper cost of funds.
So how much have you lent? What's the size of your book?
At the present moment, we've lent around 48 million. It's just about to hit 50 million. We turn over typically about that three times a year because we're actually doing between 60 to 90 day credit.
So you don't have a big book that just keeps on going. Well, I presume you have a book, but a loan book, but as you say, it turns over. So
It turns over, but we have commitments from institutional investors. We have one investor who's given us a commitment of 75 million. Another investor has given us commitment of approximately about 3 to 4 million per month. So we have a lot of commitment from the investors themselves. And we do find that when we put up an opportunity on the platform, within 24 hours, if it's insured, it's fully funded. And so we're able to close very quickly. So we haven't had any problem with investor funds. It's been that SMEs now need to understand that there's these other opportunities out there.
And do you find borrowers just directly yourself through your own website, or do you use finance brokers?
So we use a combination. We use finance brokers, we use referrals sites, and we also use the actual web itself. What we found is a lot of accountants and some of the actual brokers have actually been referral sites for us, but more and more we're moving towards a direct access as well. And it's, like I said before, it's about the businesses recognizing that there is the web out there and they can look for trade credit or finance through that means.
Where do you think this business is heading now? Do you think it's going to keep growing?
Well, for our business, definitely. We're continuing to develop products. One of our products is this buy now and pay later, and we'll be more electronic towards that, a little bit like an Afterpay type model. And what we are seeing is that each of those marketplace lenders is sort of segmenting into a market that they're developing themselves. And we see definitely a lot more growth. The Royal Commission has brought up a few issues that hasn't helped the banks so much, but has helped us. And that's something that's been a positive. And it's also about transparency for the borrowers business and giving SMEs the ability to actually grow and then have businesses grow with them. And so that's been what we've seen small SMEs come on board with us. And we've been able to keep those investors on board and help them get their funding even at the bigger side of town as we've been funding $1 million or $2 million for them.
Yeah, well, Afterpay has been a huge success. Are you trying to sort of emulate them for SMEs?
We're looking at a B2B solution similar to that, and that's very much a case of the SMEs. So how we started MarketLend was actually a similar type solution for that, where one supplier gave me a mandate and said, we'd like to do this for all our pharmacies. Unfortunately, they were too little bit focused about how much they could make out of it as opposed to what the SME could. And that's why we broke away and said, okay, let's set up one that will work for all. And so very much a case that we see the future is that SMEs will have similar to an Afterpay for the businesses. And that's where we see ourselves being a very focal, focus for us going forward.
Mm. Great to talk to you, Leo. Thanks.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
I've been talking to Leo Tindall, who's the founder and CEO of MarketLend.